Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you, Father God, that we can come and worship, Father God, in freedom, Father God. You shed your grace on this country, and I am so grateful, so thankful, Father, so thankful we have freedom in the spirit, Father God, in the natural, Lord, in this country. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to teach. I thank you for the opportunity to teach tonight, Father God, and I have your way, and give your children listening hearts, ears, and minds, Father, to take in what the true teacher, the Holy Spirit, is saying tonight. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Just want to start with one funny, okay. A North Korean defector moves to an apartment in Chicago, and his new neighbor asks what his apartment back home was like. Oh, it was perfect, the defector says. I can't complain. What about your job? Oh, my job was perfect. I can't complain. And the food? Oh, the food was perfect. I can't complain. So if everything was perfect in North Korea, why did you defect? Here I can complain. Okay, I'm teaching on tithing. Tithing is honoring God. I forgot what I said. Okay, tithing is honoring God. Okay, we start off with Leviticus 27:30. Leviticus 27:30, that much read book. Okay, if you want to, I'll give you time to get there. Okay, it's right after Exodus. Thank you. Okay, 27:30 Leviticus. And all the tithe of the land, whether of the seed of the land or of the fruit of the tree, is the Lord's. It is holy unto the Lord. One more, Deuteronomy 14:22. You shall truly tithe all the increase of your grain and the field, the grain and the field produces year by year. Okay. Now, I've heard this many times too. Now some say, but that's the Old Testament. Okay. So while I found it in the New Testament, it is all over the New Testament. This, but I found a really good one, and Deborah brought it out this morning. Okay, Matthew 23:23, very simple. Matthew 23:23 says, "Woe upon you, Pharisees, you religious leaders, for you tithe down to the last mint leaf in your garden, but ignore the important things, justice, mercy, and faith." The very next sentence, by our shepherd, Jesus Christ, in the Bible says, yes, you should tithe. Uh-huh. It's in the Bible. It's, yes, you should tithe. Yeah. Yeah. That kind of rips it right now. It's in the New Testament. It's in the Old Testament. Yeah. And then Hebrews 13:8, which you all know, 13:8, says, Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever.
Amen.
God has not changed. The giving of the tithe is an act of worship to honor God, to honor him as your provider. Hallelujah. So good. The tithe belongs to God. He wants to be number one in your life and in your heart. Very simple, very simple. That is it. Now Luke 12:34 says, Luke 12:34. No, you know this one. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. And he's talking about money. Some people get real defensive when a pastor or minister talks about tithe. We all know that. They will say all they want is my money. I've heard it from my family and other people. Okay, all they want is my money. That kind of attitude comes from a spirit of fear and judgment and is outside of the love walk. Pastors are trying to help you understand the principles of tithing for your benefit. For your benefit. And they struggle at that. Throughout. Now, Proverbs 3:9, honor the Lord with your possessions and with the first fruits of all your increase. Now, the dictionary defines, this plain old dictionary, the dictionary defines first fruits as the first agricultural produce of a season, especially when given as an offering to God. Now that's just in your normal dictionary. There is something spiritually significant about giving God your first and best rather than the leftovers.
Amen. That's right.
I read this in a note in my Bible. In Malachi, the priests at the temple got a bright idea. Instead of offering unblemished animals for sacrifices, they decided to make sacrificing more convenient and cost-effective. So they began encouraging the people to give their blind and their lame animals instead of the best of the bunch. Here's God's response. Where is my honor? Where is my reverence? When God gave his first and only son as a sacrifice for our sins, he gave his first and his best. He deserves nothing less than the same from us. Because he's a good God, good God. Now listen, tithe in faith, and I'm going to go on a little further down about this. Tithe in faith, trusting and believing that God will do just what he says. We can trust a God who caused us to get saved. We can trust a God who caused us to get saved. I was living as a heathen years ago, many years ago. So, not just 3 months ago, okay. I was living as a heathen and enjoying it, and I was good at it. But God heard either my mama's prayers or somebody else's prayer. God had someone praying for me. God bless their precious heart. And I got saved. And then y'all, there's no other way to put it, y'all trusted God and got saved. So can't you trust him with your money that he has given you the power to get?
Uh-huh.
I'm preaching to the choir, Pastor. Okay. Proverbs 3. Don't say you guys weren't heathens too. No, just kidding. Okay. Proverbs 3. I think Patty said that a little too loud. I'm sorry. Okay. Proverbs 3:9-10. Honor the Lord with your wealth, then your barns will be filled with overflowing. Filled to overflowing. In the old covenant, the people would present their tithes to the priests. Today, Jesus is our high priest, and we are very thankful to present it to him. Woo! He is good to us. He is good to us. Okay. You all know this, but I'm going to read it again. Malachi 3:10 says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse so that there may be food in my house. And test me in this, says the Lord of hosts. If I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessing that there will not be room enough to receive it. And then he says, and I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes. Now, he will protect that other 90%. Ooh, thank you, God. He will protect that other 90%, and it will go longer and farther. And most of us know it will go longer and farther. Praise God. He's good, God. He's faithful. Because now you've got this. Because now you've got the supernatural power of God involved in your finances. God is our provider. And he is not moved by a recession or a depression or a political administration. He doesn't cut off our provision when the country goes through bad times. He doesn't say, oh, I better not open the window of heaven today. Down there in the United States, they're having a big financial problem. He doesn't say that. Okay. This is a simple truth. Give God what is his, and he will protect what is yours. Amen. Simple, simple truth. Hallelujah. Now, I'm just going to, and this is what I want to tell you. And these are just four right off the top of my head, okay? There is myriads, thousands, millions of ways. A lot of people are worried, like, how is he going to get it to me if I do start tithing? How is he going to get it? You don't think that. That's not your job. Your job is to believe and give, okay? Be obedient, willing and obedient. Okay, these are just a couple. Okay, Copeland, Kenneth Copeland, he had to drive from one city to another when he was teaching. Okay, and he had a real tacky car and no money. Okay. I'm sorry. Forget that right now. I have to go with this or I'll get mixed up. Okay. Copeland said, if you want to live in the benefits of a tither, you've got to first become a real tither, one who gives continually, year after year, no matter what the circumstances, with a tither's heart. And a tither's heart is to honor God. Honor him willingly and obediently. And he gives you grace to do that. God, he tells you to do it, and then he gives you grace to do it. Oh. Amen. If you aren't tithing consistently, faithfully, your priorities are in the wrong place. Your priorities are in the natural realm instead of the spiritual realm. And it's what's in the spiritual realm that will bring you out of trouble. And cause you to be abundantly blessed. Abundantly blessed. Okay, and that's exactly the word that we got this morning. Amen. In our first service. Abundant blessings. Yeah, that's right. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, 2 Corinthians 5:17. We are a new creation in Christ Jesus. It says we are a new creation in Christ Jesus. So this new creation does things differently than the world does, than the world system does. They think save, hoard, get all you can all you get. You know what I mean? And we're different. We are a peculiar people. I mean, you know, some of us are real peculiar, but I mean, you know, God says we're peculiar people. We're different. We're different. God says, tithe, give, and it shall be given unto you. Tithe and give, and it shall be given back to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Obedience brings blessings. Hallelujah. Obedience brings blessings. Remember that he's faithful. He's faithful. Okay. Times might be bad for other people, but mix faith with God's word where money is concerned.
That's right.
Now, Hebrews 6:18 says, it is impossible for God to lie. I don't think we meditate on that enough. I've been meditating on it. It's impossible. If it's impossible for God to lie, that must mean that he always tells the truth. Uh-huh. Don't leave your brains at home, y'all. Bring them to church. Titus 1:2 says, God cannot lie. He cannot lie. That's something to meditate on right there. He cannot lie. Amen. And it is impossible for God to lie. Meditate on them and then start your tithing. And then he said in Malachi, test me if I won't open the windows of heaven and pour out a super abundant blessing. Oh, here we go. Now, God has thousands and millions of ways of getting your blessings to you. Okay, just a little testimony. So Kenneth Copeland is driving and his wife and his kids are in the car. Goes from church to church. Okay, preaching. Okay. And he's driving and praying and driving and praying. And the kids are in the back saying, Daddy, when are we going to stop for dinner? And he's driving and praying just a little bit, honey. Driving and praying and driving and praying. And the kid says, when are we going to eat, Daddy? I'm hungry. And he's driving and praying. And about that time, just a little teeny gust of wind, a $20 bill flew across his windshield and flew, like, here's the car. And there was a fence there to some factory or something. And it flew against and it stopped right there at the fence. He stopped his car, best he could with bald tires, what I mean, and ran out and got that $20 bill. And he come back in the car. He says, okay, kids, where do you want to eat? But, I mean, see, God has myriads of way of getting money to you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, Jerry Seville said, and I don't have this perfect, so don't get at me later. Okay. Jerry Seville said his tires were balding. But, of course, he prayed and everything. And he's just driving down the street from one church to another preaching, okay. And this truck come bounding by him. He did catch the name. I think it was B.F. Rich or what's that? B.F. Goodrich, okay. I think. Okay. Come bounding by him and two brand new tires bounced off. And, you know, practically almost hit the car. And, you know, it bounced off and then it went speeding on by. And he says, I'm going to stop and pick them up. He picked them up and put them in his trunk. And then went after that man. He drove and drove and drove and drove and drove and drove, okay. And finally he couldn't find the guy. He was gone. But he stopped at a Goodrich or whatever dealer, okay. And he says, these tires fell off the man's truck and it was a B.F. Goodrich truck. And the guy says, no, I can't do nothing about it. And he says, just keep them. They were the exact size for his car and his, the exact size.
That's right.
He whipped and put them right on, boy. Okay. I mean, God has myriads of ways. Okay. Okay. Now, this isn't one of mine. Okay. I'm struggling with my in enterprise. Okay. After my divorce. Yeah, it was after my divorce. And I come out of church and I had two huge bags, brown bags of groceries sitting next to my car. I was so happy because, see, that freed up the money that I would have spent for food so I could pay another bill. Myriads of ways of getting it. Okay. Now, my sister, how can I start this? Okay. My brother lives in Michigan. My brother lives up here. My sister lives down here. Okay. They seen this little teeny notice in the paper. It was about this big, y'all. And it said Harvey J. Brockway, which is my father's name. And it says dividends unclaimed. And it had a telephone number. Well, my brother didn't want to bother with it. He just sent it to my sister. And my sister says, So she called the number and they sent her a form like this. And you had to have his social security number and his driver's license and all this stuff. And of course, he was dead, you know, but next of kin, you know, and they filled it all out and everything. She got $614 out of a little teeny thing that someone just noticed in the paper. I'm telling you, God is good.
Amen.
He is good.
Amen.
He can get it to you. Hallelujah. Amen. Oh, I forgot to tell you. This was an insurance policy my father had taken out in 1931. And all them, you know, it was probably a small one, but of them dividends of that insurance policy collected. Isn't that marvelous?
Yeah.
And I could throw a little teeny one. This, believe me, this is teeny. But let's see, this was about 4 years ago. I get this dividend. I don't even know how they found me my new address, because I didn't leave my new address to anybody, the Alabama Power or the companies I had with my house, you know, the water bill. I didn't give them my new address. They sent me a dividend check from when I was with some type of, I can't think of the word, a co-op, maybe a gas company or something, okay, because I did rent, okay. I know it was only $1.28, but you know what? Do not resist the day of small beginnings.
Amen.
And I always thank him for dividends.
That's right.
Can you imagine that? God is so faithful. Okay. Now, Proverbs 28, 28:20, y'all know this. 28:20, Proverbs. A faithful man shall abound with blessings. I remember I was in my other church in Enterprise, and I heard that scripture, and it just must have went in my heart like an arrow. Abound in blessings. All I could think of is the word abound. And then later on, I had to read, you got to be faithful. You know, abound in blessings. I've seen millions of dollars just falling out. That is a great scripture. Take it to heart. Meditate on it. Okay. But you got to tithe and be faithful. Okay, now listen to this. I just happen to like this thing here. Isn't it more rational to believe God will keep his promise than break it? Uh-huh. I really did something for me. Anyways. Giving the tithe consistently teaches people to recognize and remember that their prosperity is not their own doing.
That's right.
Amen. Okay, now you could speak this over, I'm almost done, you could speak this over your, you can get the CD, you could speak this over your tithe at home. As I tithe, I believe the devourer is rebuked in my life. And the windows of heaven are opening up over every part of my life. And as I give, it comes back to me, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I'm prosperous, I'm blessed, I'm increasing. Yeah. Hallelujah. And that is good. I haven't been doing that. I just found that. Okay. And my last thing is God wants to bless us because he loves us. Bottom line, he just loves us. I mean, look, all you mothers in here and fathers in here, you just love to bless your kids. You really do. You love to bless your kids. How much more, Heavenly Father? And he's got a lot more to give. So what I'm saying is just trust him and meditate on the scriptures and trust, and then start. Just start. Oh, if you just take, Deborah was saying this morning, just take one, what'd you say? For your first step. What did you say? That what you said? Just take that one first step and start tithing. Oh, it is an adventure. Hallelujah. Thank you. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.